Jacka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 20, Pretoria, Polokwane en Rissenburg 21 grade.
Got a stationary vehicle on the N3 South at the ramp to London Road and also a crash on the N1 North. It's at 14th Avenue.
Ons begin in die Oos-Kaap waar die provinsiale regering bevestig het dat die aantal sterftes as gevolg van verlede week se dodelike vloede nou op 95 te staan is. Volgens owerhede is die liggame van 2 tienerseuns gistermiddag gevind. Masachaba Sifularo berig.
As search and recovery efforts continue, the death toll from the Eastern Cape floods is slowly creeping up as teams discover bodies trapped in debris, laying bare the extent of the disaster. According to the provincial government, 86 bodies have been identified and collected by their loved ones from state morgues. State support for families includes the storage of bodies and transportation of the deceased to their respective burial places. Processes are also underway for the identification of the remaining bodies. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaran FM News.
Die burgemeester van Johannesburg, Tade Morero, sê die regering kan nie meer ontwikkelingsplanne en begrotings implementeer wat net goed op papier is nie. Hy het vandag in Midrand gepraat tydens die opening van die voorgesette dialoog rakende die hersiening van die wetskrif oor plaaslike regering.
Local government should actively promote processes of sustainable and participatory community development. Local government should address unemployment and poverty.
Operasie Shinalantswane het die naweek gelei tot die arrestasie van 297 verdagtes vir verskeie oortredings. Dit sluit in moord, verkrachting, ontvoering, gewapende roof en afpersing. Polisie woordvoerder Johan van Dyk.
14 persons were arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol, with another suspect being apprehended for interfering with police duties, resisting arrest and drinking in public. During the operation, 544 persons, 291 vehicles and 41 identified premises and hotspots were searched.
Die twee Suid-Afrikaanse ingenieurs wat sedert Februarie 2023 onwettig in Equatorial Guinea aangehou is, is verjeug nadat hulle vrygelaat is en veilig tuis op Suid-Afrikaanse bodem is. Frik Potgieter en Piet Haksem het oor die naweek by die Insirië lughawe aangekom, 'n woordvoerder vir die tweemansfamilies Sean Murphy.
This brings to an end a long and painful ordeal, one marked by anguish, uncertainty and tireless efforts by so many to secure their freedom.
En ons sluit af met nog nuus uit die buiteland. Die waarnemende ambassadeur vir die VSA by die Verenigde Nasies, Dorothy Camille Shea, sê die VSA het kernterreine in Iran geteiken met die doel om Iran se kernverkrygingskapasiteit te ontmantel. Shea het die VN Veiligheidsraad laat gisteraan toegespreek tydens 'n noodvergadering.
We now risk descending into a rat hole of retaliation after retaliation. To avoid it, diplomacy must prevail. Civilians must be protected. Safe maritime navigation must be guaranteed.
Amerika het ook Iran gewaarsku om nie terug te slaan nie.
Any Iranian attack, direct or indirect, against Americans or American bases will be met with devastating retaliation. To fulfill its core mission of maintaining international peace and security, this council must call upon the Iranian regime to end its 47-year effort to eradicate the state of Israel.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. The Eastern Cape Provincial Government has confirmed the number of fatalities from last week's floods has now risen to 95.
Wow, that is just utterly appalling. Utterly appalling. And it was got
so tragic.
It's also, it is at Monday again. I still can't get used to this idea of working on a Sunday and then carrying on a Monday. Because I used to do like the Saturday show and then, you know, Sunday, you know, Sondag tot Vrijdag. My body's going, hey, slow down there.
What's happened?
What's going on? But you've got an even worse one, Chanel, because you don't work every weekend, but you're on like a shift system, a rotational thing. So you're just getting back into your routine and then vroeg opstaan en nie tyd.
You know.